Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Lisa Shields, the president and CEO of HyperWallet. Lisa, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. Delighted to be here.
So, as those who follow payments know well, HyperWallet has a really clever solution for a variety of multi-currency international payment challenges. So what we're trying to do today is get caught up on some of the latest and greatest developments since the last time we chatted. So tell us, what's happened since the last time we talked?
Well, the main thing that we've done actually is we've recently launched our new brand and our new product alignment. And we had a big internal set of discussions with our customer, and we've really aligned around the concept of simplification and adopted a new byline, in fact, of mass payments simplified. And now, Karen, we're really just working hard to live up to that byline.
So that sounds harder to do than it is to write. So how hard is it to simplify something as complicated as mass payments around the world?
You're right. It most publicly, this alignment has meant a refreshed logo and an updated website and resource collateral set. You know, that has been the easy part, so to speak. Marketing may not agree with that, but less visibly and perhaps more importantly, this process has meant internally requiring us to align our account management, partner and developer support teams, and product teams around this concept of simplification for our customers and our payees. You know, what we've looked at really is how the market encounters us, how our customers learn about us, get started with us, and expand with us. And you know, we've discovered that the cool and technical elements about HyperWallet's platform, you know, our payments network, et cetera, the things that you and I and other payment geeks might enjoy an animated discussion about, it turns out that that's really not what our customers care about at all. Our customers care about removing barriers, not payments. And so they only care about payments when it does represent a barrier to them. Not sure if that answered your question about, like, what does it mean in practice? In practice, what it means is that we've distilled our capabilities into four distinct solutions based on these payment barriers. And we've called them Pay by Portal, Pay by Inbox, which is a streamlined and simple way for businesses to make one-time payments instead of recurring payments. And then Pay by Card and Pay to Bank, which are more traditional products that we think our customers can wrap their heads around. So what we're trying to do now as a business is align everything that we do around the way a business sees us and not the way the payment industry may see us.
Well, that sounds like a pretty smart thing to do, because I agree with you that customers just want their problem solved and they sort of don't care how you do it as long as it's done to their satisfaction and does remove the barriers and the frictions that they encounter. What is the biggest barrier that you eliminate for your customers?
The biggest barrier that we eliminate for our customers, let me just preface that by saying that we have two distinct kinds of customers. We have businesses who want turnkey services. These businesses need to make 5,000 or 500,000 payments at a time. And they need a provider who can compliantly and cost-effectively take care of all the issues. So the way our customers want us to deal with it, they don't want to have to deal with the regulatory filings. They don't want to have to deal with exception handling, settlement, and client care. And those are the solutions that we seek to provide in a simple way for our customers. You know, these customers fall across a variety of spectrums, including market research. Maybe they need to pay 100,000 people who've participated in a mass customer survey or market survey, but they only need to get paid once. These customers do not want to have to worry about checks, global checks, and collecting payment details. So, I mean, broadly what I would say for our business customers, that's the biggest problem, if you will, that we provide in our solution is payee-directed solutions. But we have a whole nother class of customers. The second partner set is really quite different. It's international financial institutions, global financial services brands, and enterprise platform providers. And they're looking to solve a different problem. They want to augment either their product offering or augment their clearing and settlement capabilities. And so our intent in our rebrand and presenting our capabilities in the four categories of pay by portal, pay by inbox, pay to card, and pay to bank is to make it easy to start a conversation with global brands and others in terms that make sense to them rather than making sense to us.
So Lisa, of those two very distinct segments within the market you serve, it sounds like both of them really do solve big problems. Is there one that is more rapidly growing than the other, or are they both kind of on an upward trajectory because of the availability of a platform like yours that enables them to do things that perhaps they couldn't do easily before?
It's very clear to us that one is growing much more quickly and on a more rapid trajectory than the other. And that clearly is businesses and end users, what the payments industry would call end users of our service, versus financial institution and global financial services brands. So the reason it's for us as a business, the former rather than the latter, is businesses just want to make the payments. And they're looking for one provider who can effectively take custody of funds, clear and settle, provide all the services, bear the regulatory burden. And these businesses making payments are first-party payors, so they don't have the same regulatory challenges that a bank or a global financial services brand may have. Outsourcing components of its overall services to a third party. So it's easier for a business to use us, quite frankly, than for a bank or another regulated entity.
How do they find you?
So finding us, for businesses, we have a direct sales force, but oftentimes the first interaction is with a Google search. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is interesting. You know, businesses that are making lots and lots of payments, especially when they start to cross borders, they come looking. And as a matter of fact, we have had partners show up at your conference, not making that up.
Now, wow.
We actually had, customers come to your conference. That's how desperate some customers are.
Well, I'm glad we could be a platform for you. That's awesome. you've got to love platforms. It's a fascinating niche that's pretty big that you have enabled with the portfolio of solutions that you offer. It's one that you don't necessarily think about when you think about payments, but clearly there is the complexity because of the mass nature of the payment that you are distributing and dealing with all of the regulatory compliance settlement issues for thousands and thousands at a time. Certainly daunting for most people, I would imagine.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, we didn't start out to solve this problem, and I wouldn't think that very many, you know, new entrants in the market would be starting out specifically to do global mass payments because of the complexity. It's something that grows up over time, and you know, honestly, big businesses have had to solve this problem for themselves. So some of the most sophisticated payment solutions and payment platforms and some of the most sophisticated payments organizations are internal organizations behind corporate firewalls. And the challenges, of course, for them is those are one-off bespoke solutions and so, you know, tend to be built on 10 and 20-year-old technology and 10 and 20-year-old services. And so these companies, as they want to adapt to newer offerings in the marketplace and newer communication protocols, this is when they're starting to turn to the market and they're not finding a lot out there.
Well, Lisa, it's been great to get caught up. I know we'll have more of an opportunity to hear how this new simplification message and mandate translates to the overall portfolio of solutions that you take to market at Innovation Project in just a couple of weeks and look forward to seeing you here in Boston. We promise no snow. Well, we hope to deliver that promise and look forward to seeing you then.
Great, Karen. I look forward to attending.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.